It's time for the Naples Mac Help Podcast with Apple Certified Support Professional, Jeff Kaur.
Well, welcome back, listeners and viewers. Charlie McDermott, co-host, producer of the show, here with Jeff. Jeff, how you doing?
Great this morning, Charlie. Thank you.
You're great every morning. And for our listeners, it's always a Monday morning, and Jeff is always so full of energy. It's because you love what you do.
And I do love my job. I help people. So,
yeah. And I mean, and again, the podcast, my Lord, the help you've provided, the guidance, which leads us to today's topic. I remember decades ago watching The Terminator, I'll Be Back, and futuristic stuff that maybe isn't so futuristic after all. The acronym AI, we're hearing AI all over the place. I mean, as we speak, Hollywood is shut down because of AI, right?
Correct, yes.
So I know you have some knowledge, obviously. Fill us in. What's going on? What do you see? What's the future looking like?
Yeah, so what I want to do is give you a little background on what this thing is we call AI, and then talk about how it's used and how you can use it and what to avoid and what to do. So basically, AI is short for artificial intelligence, and we've heard that term for years and years, but it's never come to fruition until November of last year. So it seems like that was a long time ago, but really, wow. When you first heard the term ChatGPT, you're probably like, what is this? And now you hear it mentioned with AI every time. So basically, Wikipedia defines AI as intelligence demonstrated by machines as opposed to natural intelligence learned by humans and animals and stuff. So basically, AI is a consensus of knowledge that computers have been directed to gather from sources like Wikipedia, scientific journals, websites. So basically, they have trained it to look for information all over the place and consolidate it very fast. So that is the kind of the thing with AI. And ChatGPT, which you hear about all the time, stands for Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer. So basically, it transforms knowledge into an easy to read, concise little paragraph that humans can understand. So that is the gist of how ChatGPT works. So when you ask it a question, it searches the web, and a lot of it is already in its knowledge base. So then it will generate an answer in human speech almost that sounds very realistic. So that is the enticement of ChatGPT, but then you have to kind of know when to use it and when not to. So basically, you have to remember that ChatGPT doesn't verify all the information they give to you. So if you ask it a question, like for example, one of the great questions I asked it was, my son had his ninth birthday a couple of weeks ago, and I was trying to figure out what to do for his birthday. So I asked ChatGPT, I said, what are some good ideas for a 9-year-old's birthday party? She gave me six ideas, it gave me six ideas. And one of them was spot on. They said, take him to an escape room. And we took he and four of his friends, and it was a blast. And I would not have thought of that. So ChatGPT is good for things like that. Yeah. ChatGPT, let's say you're going to a different city, and you're going to go to Pittsburgh for a week. You can ask ChatGPT, give me a 4-day itinerary for a trip to Pittsburgh. It will give you breakfast, lunch, dinner, museums, parks, walks on the beach, whatever is there, it will tell you, and it's very accurate with that. Wow. So you can use it to, I asked it, give me some good vegan dinner ideas. And it gave me six recipes with total details and ingredients. So those are kind of harmless things you can do with ChatGPT. Yeah. Plan a trip, plan an event. You could also use it to write a resignation letter. And I've done this. I'm a self-employed, so I can't quit myself. But basically, it was a great letter. You know, you can just try this stuff. But be careful about asking it. I found a lump on my arm, and I don't know what it is. Because just like Googling medical information, you can go down a rabbit hole pretty quickly and think you have cancer or something and then start getting depressed. So just be careful to verify the information about ChatGPT. Legal advice too. There was a case where an attorney defending a client, so he was a defense attorney, used ChatGPT to come up with a defense plan.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Basically, he came up with a defense plan, cited all this stuff, cited all these cases, got the defendant off, and they found out that the cases were incorrect after the fact. So you cannot trust this artificial intelligence to be 100% accurate all the time, because in this case, a criminal walked because the cases cited did not apply to his case, but the judge didn't have time to look it up. Right. So they just went on the word and let the guy go. So you have to be careful about this and use it with a little skepticism, because artificial intelligence is totally artificial and it doesn't have the knowledge that we have as humans to detect right and wrong. So that's one of the big things you have to remember when you're using this. If you're using something for an itinerary or a recipe or an idea for a party or something, that's great. But if you're using it for an illegal or medical or, you know, life-changing decisions, use a little caution, because it could be citing sources that don't necessarily apply to your situation.
Dang. Yeah. Good advice.
If that makes sense. But one of the interesting things is, you know, we've heard about this for so long, but ChatGPT did not even come out until November 30th of last year. So it hasn't even been a year yet that we've been dealing with this. And as you mentioned, you know, the writers in Hollywood are on strike because the studios thought they could use ChatGPT to make scripts, you know, and that spread over to the actors. So it has had a big influence on our daily life, and especially with the entertainment industry, but it's going to spread faster. You know, a lot of places that artificial intelligence is being used for years and years that you probably didn't think about. If you have a Roomba vacuum, you know, that spins around your house. It remembers where furniture is. It remembers where walls are. It remembers where stairs are, and can use that to clean the floor rather quickly in a random pattern, but it does remember where things are. So that's kind of an artificial intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another way artificial intelligence is being used in daily life: if you have a car, if you're backing up your car and it tells you that you're about to hit the wall or the garage door or another car, that is using sonar or cameras, depending on the car. And that's artificial intelligence. It's giving you some information that you would not have known. And the car's figuring that on itself, that you're close to something. So artificial intelligence has kind of been out there for a long time with some tasks that we've been using. However, being able to ask it questions and get answers that make sense is kind of a new twist to this technology that we are not fully accustomed to yet.
Yeah, pretty wild.
And one of the interesting things is that ChatGPT was first announced in 2016. So OpenAI, which is the company that created ChatGPT and puts it on the web, published research on generative models. And what they did was they collected a vast amount of data, such as images, sentences, or sounds, and then teach the computer to generate similar data. So this was in 2016. So then it was almost 8 years later that it was even ready for the public. So this has been working for a long time, the process, and it's finally released. And since then, you know, Google has released something called Bard, B-A-R-D, which is a ChatGPT, similar to ChatGPT, and uses their framework. Microsoft has included, I just found this out the other day, you know, you pay $69 a year to use Microsoft on your computer and iPad or whatever. So it's a subscription model. Now they're offering another $40 a month. You can use ChatGPT in your Microsoft Word and Excel to generate spreadsheet data, you know? So that's a price structured thing that Microsoft is doing to generate income off of this. But you have to remember that it's not 100% accurate, and it could get you into trouble. So be careful. And another thing, if any kids are listening, you know, if you decide to have ChatGPT write your term paper, teachers now have technology that they can scan your homework and make sure that it wasn't generated by a computer. So be careful about that, because the schools are starting to get this software that you can, write your own papers. Use good sources, but write your own papers, because that could get kicked out by the teacher and you could get busted. So
wow. Yeah, that was one of the first things that came to my mind. Like, dang, can I go back to school so I could ace every, you know, English class? Okay, so that's good. There's some balance there.
Exactly. And you have to use it kind of with a grain of salt. Yeah. And like I said, it's fun to look up, birthday party ideas. You could use it to write a birthday poem, you know, and it's very accurate. So just play with it. You can go to openai.com. And that's openartificialintelligence.com. They're the company that makes it. And there are two versions of ChatGPT if you want to try it out. The free version just takes a little longer, basically. If you pay for the version, which I think is $5 or $10 a month, you get faster responses and it will store your responses so you can go back and look at them.
Okay.
So if you just want to play with it, it's free. You can get some recipe ideas, get some party ideas, write a love letter to your wife or something. And, you know, that's free. But if you want faster response and stuff, you can always pay to get more. But again, remember that with medical or legal advice, it's better to talk to a professional than just go to the web. Like any advice that you get from the web, you have to take very carefully, because it's always better to talk to a professional for professional things like that.
Yeah. You know, over the weekend, there's a marketer I follow, and he sent out a video, and the first, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds, it's his face, you know, it's a typical headshot video. And then after 20 or 30 seconds, he breaks in and says, that was the artificial me. And it's one of those things you play back and you go, no idea. Even if you knew going in, you would swear it was this guy. I mean, video, mouth, the voice, everything was, you know, pretty dang identical as that person. I was amazed.
It's amazing. And that's why I think Hollywood is, you know, in an uproar about this, because, Tom Cruise makes money being Tom Cruise. And if they create a fake Tom Cruise that can do the same stuff and be a little more crazy, I guess, you know, so that is a very real thing. And, you know, Congress has kind of tiptoed around this and hasn't really done anything, but there will come a time probably where this is going to have to be corralled or managed in some way by a legal entity, so it doesn't get out of control. I was just, I took my son to see the new Indiana Jones movie the other night. And one of the movies being previewed was a movie, and I don't even remember the title, but it was about the future when AI took over and man was the minority. And basically, AI was trying to extinguish mankind. And that was the theme of the movie. So, you know, if we're not careful, that could be in a couple hundred years, maybe. But there's another interesting story about this artificial intelligence. And that is that Facebook was kind of playing with artificial intelligence a little bit. And they had two computers that were talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And they eventually developed their own language.
Oh.
And the programmers did not know what they were saying. So they unplugged them.
Wow.
So they can get pretty smart pretty fast by using all the knowledge that's available to them, which is basically the whole web.
Right.
You know, this would not have been possible in 1950 when there was no internet. Because a robot couldn't read all the books that were made. But now that everything is online, they've got this massive source of information that they can draw from to generate responses. And they developed their own language. And since Facebook didn't know what they were doing, they unplugged them.
That's
planning something. We don't know. So that's where it's a little, the unknown is always a little scary. And that's something that's a little, you know, weird, you know, to say the least.
Yeah. Weird, scary, horrifying. Wow. I had not heard of that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And another interesting thing, if you want to look a little bit about the advancement of technology, including ChatGPT and stuff, have you ever heard of Boston Robotics?
No.
Well, Boston Robotics is a company that you might have seen these robot dogs.
Oh, yes.
In videos and stuff. Well, if you go to YouTube and search for Boston Robotics, you can see how far they've come in the past 10 years. You know, 10 years ago, they had a little thing on wheels that was carrying a box across a room. Now it looks like a human being. It can pick things up. It can run. It can pick things up, set them down. So it's almost got the full range of motion. And that's happened in 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, just Google Boston Robotics and watch some videos, and they'll show what they were doing in 2012 and what they're doing today. And it's totally amazing how fast this technology is changing. And that's kind of how AI has happened. It's steamrolled. It's like a avalanche of information that just, once the floodgate opened, it just flooded out. And now it's all around us and you're hearing about it daily. You know, there's not a day you don't hear the term AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. And an interesting thing about AI is that you've heard of TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard of Instagram, which are big web entities. Well, TikTok had 100 million users in 9 months. It took Instagram 2.5 years to get 100 million users.
Mm.
ChatGPT reached 100 million users in 6 months. So that was 3 months faster than TikTok, which took off like wildfire.
Right.
So the adoption rate for this has been huge, and it's only grown exponentially. So it is something that you need to get familiar with, and just go to openai.com, go to Bard on Google and play with it. Ask it some, you know, helpful questions first. And like I said, don't get any questions that you should get answered by a professional, because it could lead you down the wrong path.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff, Jeff. Wow.
It's really amazing. And you know, you've used probably Siri and Alexa, you know, with your devices at home. And that is kind of an artificial intelligence. You know, you ask it a question, it gives you an answer.
Yeah. Good point.
So, you know, in these things, and Apple supposedly is, Microsoft jumped on the AI bandwagon. Google jumped on the AI bandwagon. Now, if you know Apple as a company, one of their main tenets of their business is privacy. So with ChatGPT, the questions you ask go into the mix and help it improve the responses that future people get when they ask the same question. But with Apple, they don't really want your questions to be out there. So they're apparently developing something based on ChatGPT, but that can meet Apple's privacy standards. So I think that's why it's taking a little longer for Apple to jump on the bandwagon, because they want to make sure it's done safely and securely. And they probably wouldn't let you ask a question about a bump on your arm, I would think. Yeah. You know, so they're trying to figure out a way to make it safer and more private for individuals. So that's why Apple hasn't really released anything yet, but I'm sure they're working on it if they can do it the Apple way.
Wow. Good stuff. Well, we'll have to every so often revisit AI, because I look at what's happened in, like you said, less than a year. I mean, this time next year, who knows? I mean,
right. We'll have to revisit because I'm sure that the capabilities of this technology are going to increase in ways that we can't even fathom yet.
Yeah.
If I could, I'd start programming and make a million and retire. But, you know, that's the future, and it is the future. And we're going to be, looking more into it as time goes on. So we will revisit this and see what's changed since this point in time, because I know it'll happen fast.
Yep. Oof. Speaking of fast, that was this episode. I mean, time just flew by here. Anything else we should know, or anything else we didn't cover with AI that you want to cover?
I mean, just that, like Italy, for example, made ChatGPT, they banned it in March.
Really?
Because ChatGPT did not have any age requirements listed. You know, if you go to Facebook or Instagram, you have to be 13 to create an account. ChatGPT did not have that in place. Mm-hmm. Now, they've since put it in place that you have to agree that you're over, I think, 18 to use it. But at the time, Italy said, we're going to ban it because we don't want kids using this for anything that could be bad.
Yeah.
You know, so, and China doesn't allow it, obviously. But those are the two countries that have banned it. China makes sense because they're a communist country and they control everything by the media. But Italy, you know, is kind of a progressive company or country. And they banned it in March, and I think they've lifted the ban since then because ChatGPT has put age controls in it. but it's really just so new that people don't know how to respond yet. And yeah. people are coming up with responses, and governments are you know, probably scrambling to get yeah. some response. But then again, in the United States, you know, the most of the governing members don't understand these concepts. You know, they're a lot older than most of us, and yeah. they might not understand them. So they've got to get good advice to come up with a plan to kind of corral this before it gets too big.
I don't know. The cat seems to be out of the bag at this point. But
exactly. And it's, yeah. it's amazing technology, and it's changing so rapidly yeah. that it's hard to keep up, but we'll try yeah. to keep people informed on this show and see if we can manage to stifle their concerns.
Yeah. Well, terrific, Jeff. Well, once again, you continue to blow me away, our listeners. Thanks for putting this all together, and enjoy the rest of your week there.
Absolutely. I'll see you soon, Charlie. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Naples Mac Help Podcast. To learn more about Naples Mac Help, go to naplesmachelp.com or call 239-595-0482.